Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. The record numbers we saw at the polls spoke volumes about the shared interest in building a better world through change. The world was watching this election because we are all joined together in the global economy. Now that new records of voting trends, campaign contributions, and first-time voter turnouts have been set, how are you planning to transform this positive energy in your personal life? Are you actively involved and locked in step with changes that are going to be required to help everyone in this world? Did you say to yourself, I have the ability to build my life and control my destiny through continuous effort and determination? I welcome change because it's available to everyone and can be accepted by those that really care about the future. They may not initially understand why the change is necessary and may even attempt to keep you the way they want you to be. But in the long run, they will be very supportive when your efforts are better understood and they witness the changes within you. Their pride will also be evident when you send out your first business card with your grand opening, or you send a copy of your book, or maybe even tickets to see you compete in your first golf tournament. Regardless of your goals, when you achieve them, all of the doubt, fear, and questions will be instantly erased and replaced with joy and excitement. Last time, I shared an example of a friend with her credit cards. Well, there must have been something in the air because this week, my mailbox was full of those same notices. Today's financial environment is changing rapidly, and we must constantly tweak our plans to continue moving forward. I'm sure you are aware of many companies that are either going out of business or restructuring in an effort to survive in these economic times. They are shutting down unprofitable stores, downsizing, reducing staff, which only adds to the number of people that are unemployed. Over 720,000 people have lost their jobs, with more layoffs being announced every day. Just today, I heard another 17,000 people would lose their jobs. The more people that are out of work, the stiffer the competition is going to be for those available jobs. If you're hiring, this may be good news, because you will have more people to select from. And if you're applying for work, you should understand that you will want to highlight specific skills that will set you apart from the other applicants. When you have over 500 people applying for 10 part-time positions, you must be ready to use all of your assets when you're seeking employment. If you're like me and have been affected, keep these three thoughts in mind. Number one, accept that life happens and it's part of living. Do not personalize the results. Number two, explore opportunities and remember, when one door closes, another door opens. Look for the open doors. And number three, enjoy life and those around you. Be grateful for the important things in life. Here's something you should really think about. Are you looking for a job, or are you looking for income to support your growth to living your dream life? I want you to really think about that. Are you looking for a job, or are you looking for income to support your growth to living your dream life? Now, more so than ever before, it's important to understand where you're going and the many tools that are available to get you there. You have the most amazing tool ever made right between your ears. Find a quiet spot and evaluate your options. Once you've developed your game plan, seek the knowledge, the experience, or the details required to move you forward. Use the 8 characteristics of successful people that we adopted from Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich. They are: 1. Have a burning desire to succeed. 2. Select a definite goal and a plan for reaching that goal. 3. Take immediate action. 4. Focus your actions on your goals. 5. Use discipline to reach your goals. 6. Follow your intuition. 7. Learn from mentors and use a mastermind team. 8. Effectively use your time. You can find the 13 characteristics of successful people in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I recommend that you read each chapter one once and remember to sit and study each chapter. This process will give you a better understanding of how to bring amazing results into your life. When we're faced with the challenges of a lifetime as we are today, there is seldom only one answer that will fit everyone, and there is no way to cover every situation that you may face. The depths of the financial crisis is far from being discovered, and you may find that many of the rescue plans or bailout plans will also present new issues that will need to be addressed in the future. It took some time for us to arrive at this point in life, and it will take some time for us to recover. The fact that you've taken steps to control your future speaks volumes as to what we can do as a collective group. If you've recently adjusted your spending habits or changed the way you sought information, you are now actively involved in change. You are taking actions, and your actions will pay future dividends. Let me ask you this. During the recent oil price spike over the summer, did the high price of gas cause you to adjust your driving habits? Now that the fuel prices have dropped, have you gone back to your old driving habits, or are you sticking with the new driving habits and saving money? Use this same process to make small changes in your life. You can accomplish any of your goals. You want to lose a few pounds? Make small changes in your eating and exercise habits. You want better results? Make small changes in your daily habits. You want your dream life? Make small changes in your daily actions and consistent improvement. And the list can go on and on. What's the saying? What's the best way to eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. The same is true with making changes in your life. Make them one step at a time. I'll be the first to share with you that sometimes you may have to regroup. You may have to slow down. You may have to move in reverse. Or at a last resort, you may have to start completely over. When you find that you're not getting the results that you expect, go back and evaluate why. If you find that returning to basics is required, don't hesitate. Get back to predictable results and map a new strategy. Some would say that you should always make sure your roots are healthy and strong before venturing out to find opportunities. Be open to opportunities, and also determine if they're truly opportunities, or are they merely distractions dressed as opportunities. Ask yourself, how does this fit with my overall goal, and is this moving me closer to where I would like to be, or moving me further away? What does my gut feeling say? Does this feel right for me? Is this something that I should consider? Learn to listen to your intuition as you move forward and know that you can have your desires if you're willing to follow the characteristics of successful people and focus your efforts. Focus on your goals and be flexible enough to change your plans to reach those goals. Remember, the two most important keys are desire and belief. Consider this. Most athletes have a personal goal that would benefit the team also. Let's look at basketball. The point guard is responsible for directing the offense and for keeping everyone involved in scoring opportunities. The objective of the team is to win the game, while the point guard's objective may be to have 10 assists per game. As long as the team is winning, the personal goals are less important. Now consider yourself. Your goal is to build a dream life. Does it matter how many times you change plans? Does it matter how many different avenues you choose in reaching your end result? Learn new skills. Find new mentors. Listen to new ideas. And adopt the ones that are beneficial to your success. The one constant in life is change. So step proudly forward and accept your destiny of being a living, growing, changing beacon of light for others to follow. I invite you to share this broadcast with all of your friends and family as we continue building our network of men sharing their experiences with others. Send your ideas, your challenges, your fears, your comments, your successes to www.menpowerradio.com. That's menpowerradio.com. If you like what you're hearing here on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show at www.womenpower-radio, that's WMENPOWER-RADIO.com, with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.